And good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is another very bright and sunny Monday morning at 10:01 a.m. Today is July 29th, 2024, and I am over here in Oceanside, California, which is bright and sunny right now. Hasn't rained here for, gosh, hasn't rained here for a while. A few months back, we were getting lots of rain, but not so much right now. But it is summer, and I am happy to be here with all of you once again, where we always are on Monday morning at this time, right? At least we try to be. We have our moments. You know, there's stuff going on in everyone's life, and it keeps us busy. And I'm just grateful that you're all here with me every week. I really appreciate that. So, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of energy swirling around. For some of us, there's drama going on, and for others, it seems, you know, more or less kind of peaceful because there's been drama and now there's like a calm after the storm, but everybody's in a different place. So, although I can say with some certainty that when I am out in the world and moving about in the collective, I can definitely feel that sense of, there's a sense of urgency, there's a sense of almost not knowing where to go, what to do. It can be challenging at times, right? So that's why we come together and we all come here for some peace of mind and some answers if you need them. It's why I'm here. And it's kind of funny because I was listening to Mark this morning at 8 a.m. and what he was saying was really resonating with me, because he was saying how Scorpio rising has he's a Scorpio rising and I am as well, so there's that connection. And it's interesting because he said he had to kind of screw up his courage to get on the radio, you know, to promote his book and do his radio show. And he said that was not the easiest thing for him. And I have to agree with that. It was probably not quite as challenging for me because I've got Leo in my north node, and that's what I'm here to do. You know, my purpose is what I'm here to learn. So it was probably, you know, some sort of push inside me that made me want to come here, because I know I wanted to. And I'm really happy that I did, to be on this radio show with you. Excuse me. One sec, guys. Okay. 1-2 frog this morning. But it did take a minute to screw up my courage also and be on the radio, because it can be a little daunting if you're not used to doing, you know, public speaking, which is basically what this is. And I never really loved speaking in front of live groups, and thankfully, this is a little bit different. It's a little more incognito in some ways. But, you know, it is still speaking to many people at once. And even though you're not here staring at me in my living room, which might be weird, but it probably wouldn't all fit. Anyhow, well, I don't know. I have no idea how many people actually listen to this show. I would like to know that. Jay probably knows. I don't know that. But I would imagine it's quite a few, and I don't think you'd all fit in my living room. Anyhow, I digress. But yeah, it took me a minute to really like say, okay, I'm doing this. But I'm so glad I did. I knew I was going to eventually do it. I knew that it was something that I really wanted and I really needed to do. And I also knew that it was something that I will say was needed by many people. I know that what I have to offer is valuable because I get that feedback from people. I get it with my clients. I get it with the radio audience. I get it with all of you who are part of that audience. And I get it from friends. So I'm getting this validation and feedback. And as a projector in human design, of course, we need that. We appreciate it very much because it helps us know that we are serving our purpose, and that's what helps us feel fulfilled. So if I have no one to serve, honestly, in the way that I am able to, I tend to feel a little bit of a void. So being here with all of you has really been good for me. And I hope it's been good for you too. And I'm not going anywhere. That sounds like I'm leaving. I'm not. I'm not planning to leave. And I think Mark wants to keep me around for a while. So that's a good thing. At least I hope so. He scared me a little bit the other day when he wanted to like change my show to a different day. But I don't think that was his intent. Because he made it clear that it wasn't. But I got a little nervous there for like 30 seconds. I was like, oh no. Because he was just shifting the schedule around, and it didn't have anything to do with, you know, anybody personally. It's just scheduling. But yeah, for half a second I was like, oh no, what did I do wrong? Because that's where my trigger is, right? That's where my default setting, my human default setting, can sometimes go. It's like, wait a second, what's happening here? What's wrong? What did I do? Like, it's like that piece in me that feels like someone else is going to find some way to blame me for something. And I don't know where that comes from exactly, but I've done enough inner work that I actually do know where that comes from. So I can't say that I don't know. But yeah, it's much less aggressive than it used to be. But I would say there's still, you know, a slight piece of it there that I am healing. And it's a work in progress, like all of us. And like I said, I've done a lot of healing. So it's definitely not as inflammatory as it once was, and I don't get nearly as taken over by that kind of energy anymore. But it's a lesson, right? It's a lesson. So I feel good. I know that, you know, no one is trying to blame me for anything. And also, as I will say, as a projector in human design and as a 3-5 authority, the 5 line does get projected upon a lot. So we do tend to get blamed for things that are not our fault. So that's partially, you know, part of where that particular trigger comes from in me. It's just part of my design. And it's a lesson, like I said, it's a lesson for me to overcome, to learn, and to learn not to take everything that other people might project on me as truth. Because it's most of the time, it's not. People can project all kinds of things on us. And, you know, especially if you're a projector, but even if you're not, most of the time, the people's projections onto you, other people's projections onto you, are all about them. They're not about you at all. It's just what's in them that they are seeing in you at that moment, which is unfortunate sometimes. But there can also be positive projections, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Although if someone is putting you on a pedestal and it's not really a comfortable place to be a lot of the time, because oftentimes we tend to fall off those pedestals, and then the people who've put us on those pedestals see that we're not so perfect after all, which we never were. But they thought we were because they were projecting. So they have expectations of us to be a certain way when we never agreed to live up to those expectations in any way. You know, it was simply a projection of someone else's vivid imagination, or any kind of projection, whatever one person feels you know, we naturally tend to see in others. And that's what projection is all about. And it, like I said, it can be good or bad. So I'm not sure where that came from this morning, but I guess that just needed to be said. Someone needed to hear that, right? So I hope that's helpful. So let me tell you how to get into the Facebook, the Facebook chat. Let me say that 10 times fast. Gee, I say that every week, and somehow this morning my mouth didn't want to say it properly. But how we get into the Facebook chat is we go to our device and we get on the internet and we go to 12radio.com, and up will pop a screen with some options on the left. One of them is chat, and you can hit that. And that will take you right over to the 12 Radio page on Facebook. And if you scroll down just a tad, you will see me and my bright shining face with my red glasses and my blonde hair that says you are listening to Lori the Love Sherpa. And there's a space down below for comments. And if you've never been here before, you can join the group, put in a request. And Jay will invite you in, and you will be accepted. And we don't reject too many people here, because most people who want to be here for good reason. Because you all add to the discussion and the energy, and I welcome all of you. And right now, I am going to the comments, and I see Renee. Hey, Renee. And I see Quelly. Hey, blessings, Quelly. So I'm happy that you're here with me today. All right. So I want to just share a little bit about what's been going on my during my weekend, I should say. I had the most fun weekend, I have to say. I really did. On Saturday, I was invited to dance in a stage show for a rock band, a rock cover band called Stone Temple Driver. And it's obviously a cover band if you've ever heard of Stone Temple Pilots. And they have a Instagram page. And it came about because in my dance studio, there are well, there's one woman in particular whose husband plays in this particular band, and she's very involved with, you know, her husband's activities. And so she had asked a few of us if we wanted to join her in dancing on the stage at this stage show while the band was playing. And I definitely wanted to, so I did. This is something that I used to do, probably, gosh, it was many years ago, probably when, how old was I? It was probably about maybe 20 years ago, honestly. Maybe a little bit more than that, but yeah, at least 20, 25 years ago. And I was dating someone at the time who was a crazy musician, as I referred to him. He was crazy, all right, in many ways. But you know, I was there for the fun, and fun I did have amongst all the angst and amongst all the turmoil and the craziness. There was fun. So I used to dance on stage with his band, and so this is not something that I'm unaccustomed to doing. And dancing, as you all probably well know, is something that I love, 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 love. So I especially love dancing. And I love dancing for myself, most of all, first and foremost, because it's a way for me to really get into my own pleasure, and into my own body, and really feel what I'm feeling, and be able to emote. But I also love dancing to perform, to create pleasure for others. So that is what we did. So me and a few of the other girls, women, I should say, women, from my dance class, arrived at the venue on Saturday, all tarted up. And I say tarted up because I wore makeup for the first time in I cannot remember how long. I normally do not wear makeup anymore. I'm actually a trained makeup artist, believe it or not. Very well trained, actually. It's one of my former lives. And I used to love makeup, everything about makeup. And I mean, different timelines, right? I have shifted into a very different timeline, and I have evolved out of that particular one. And I no longer really like makeup very much, and I don't really ever wear it, except very minimally at times, you know, just once in a while. I might put on some concealer if I'm extra tired or something, but maybe not, because I wear glasses and that hides things anyway. So, but yeah, I'm not really into the makeup. So for this deal, I slapped on the lipstick and the mascara and the eyeliner and the blush and the whatever the hell else, concealer. It was really like, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, this is way too much. But when you're on stage far away from people, you kind of have to overdo it a little. So I did. I overdid it. But whatever. You have to. So yeah, I went all out and I got a new outfit and threw on the sexy pants and the sexy top and the sexy stripper boots. And I went on stage with all my gal pals and we danced in the hot midday sun on Saturday. Well, I mean, technically it was around 4 or 5 p.m., but here in California, we've been having 80 something degree days and it's been pretty warm. So the stage itself was all black rubber, basically. So the black background and the sun bouncing off of that onto our bodies and our faces. It was hot as balls out there, I have to say. But we soldiered on, you know, we went out there and we did them proud. And we danced our little asses off for about, I think it was probably about an hour. And of course, you know, we took little breaks, ran backstage for water and came back out. It was so much fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat. We just danced and danced and danced. And we got really good feedback later from the audience. And I posted a photo in my Instagram stories at lori.the.love.sherpa, if you care to check out my Instagram page. I posted a photo in my stories of a photo of me with a very lovely gentleman who was a fan of the band and apparently, you know, also a fan of me at that moment, because he asked me to take a picture with him. So that was nice. That was really sweet and fun. So yeah, we got out there and just let loose. And I had the most fun that I've had other than my dance class, which is the most fun I ever have, really. I would say. But I had so much fun. I had so much fun. I can't remember the last time I did something like that. And it was time. It was time for me to really get out there and be wild, because I like being wild. Being wild is fun for me. And that's probably why I like dance so much, because I get to be wild. And I get to be wild here with all of you too, in a way, a different way. But that was my weekend. So anyway, I want to invite you into the Facebook chat, and I want you to feel free to ask me questions, because aside from being a wild and crazy, sexy, a stage dancer. I am also a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, a surrogate partner, a sacred intimate, I have all these titles. And sometimes I mush them all together and use what's needed for whomever happens to be in front of me. But I'm a spiritual girl, so I want to be able to help all of you. All right, I'm going to go over to the Facebook chat and see how you're all doing. And I'm going to bring you all up again because I just lost the Facebook chat. Okay, there you are. All right, let's see. All comments. You have to hit the all comments. Otherwise, Facebook chooses who you see and who you don't. Yeah, Renee says, yay for glasses. You know, someone told me that a long time ago, that like glasses can hide dark circles and, you know, whatever wrinkles you happen to have there, maybe. And I must say that I love my glasses for many reasons, and that's one of them. And yeah, I had so much fun, Renee. She said it sounds like you had a lot of fun. And everybody had fun. I don't think there was a person there who like regretted being there. At least I hope not. We were all super pleased, and the band was good. All the bands were good. It was called Lollapalooza, and there was a compilation of excuse me. Probably, I think 5 or 6 bands all together. One of them was I don't know how many of you are into really hard rock and heavy metal, but I am. And there is a very famous band called Rage Against the Machine, or just Rage for short. And they're a group of guys singing heavy metal and hard rock. And there was a band called, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of it right now. Hold on. I can find it real quick. But it was a girl band, a woman band. I actually don't want to reduce it to be calling a girl band. It was a group of women who were a cover band for Rage Against the Machine, and they were fabulous, absolutely fabulous. The lead singer really, really brought it. Her voice was perfect for this band. You know, very gritty. And if you listen to any of Rage Against the Machine songs, you'll see what I mean. It's a very gritty band. And wow, it was some show. I have to clear my throat. Give me one sec. Sorry, that frog is sneaking up on me. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to find it in Instagram, which is not always the easiest thing to do when you're on a radio show. But yeah, I think it's here. Yeah. It was called Babes Against the Machine. So all the bands were cover bands of famous hard rock, heavy metal bands. There's another band called System of a Down. And the cover band that was at Lollapalooza with us was called System of a Clown. And like I said, there was Babes Against... And there it is. Sorry about that. That was me on Instagram letting my thumbs go a little crazy. But yeah, all these were great cover bands. They were fabulous. They did one cover band was called A Perfect Tool, which was a tribute to A Perfect Circle and Tool, which are two very great bands, hard rock bands. And yeah, and Stone Temple Drivers, which was the one that we were asked to dance for in their set. So yeah, it was super fun. And that was part of the music that was playing that just popped up in the background. So I hope you enjoyed that little 10-second interlude of music there. I'm just going to take a drink of my water. Clear my throat and get on with the show. So all of you are here with me. I am happy about that. And I want to invite you to, you know, let me know if anything in particular is on your mind this morning. I'd love to hear it. I can pull a card if there's a pressing need for that. I can do that. And, you know, I just want to invite you to not be shy. Stretch. Everybody just stretch out of your comfort zone a little, you know? And even though, like I said, this weekend was super fun for me, there's still always a little edge for me of stepping out of my comfort zone and getting in front of like a large mass of people and doing something like that, because it's fun and exciting and it can be a little scary at the same time. But honestly, that energy in my body, which is my life force, gets lit up. And the life force in me can feel scared and excited at the same time. You know, it's not overwhelming fear, but it's that little edge of like almost takes my breath away just for a minute or two. But I've gotten pretty good at, you know, just being present and focusing on my enjoyment in the moment rather than, you know, my fear of what anybody else is going to think. That's almost not there anymore. It's still there, but it's gotten a lot better over the years. And frankly, most of the time I'm having so much fun, I really don't care what anyone else thinks because I'm just enjoying myself. So there's always that part too. So when we come up against these situations where there's, you know, maybe a bit of a challenge, and even though something feels like we want it, it feels scary too at the same time, it's often a really good idea to be able to just stretch and step a little bit out of our comfort zone, right? To be able to do the thing. And once we do the thing, you know, we jump off and we end up having more pleasure and fun than we ever thought we would. So that's been my experience. And I'm really happy because I've had to do this throughout my whole life. I've had to get out of my comfort zone. And I'm sure all of you have too. I've had to do things that have, you know, they've always, not always been options. Sometimes I had no choice but to get out of my comfort zone. If I wanted anything to happen, or even if, you know, sometimes I just really felt like I had no choice and I had to do the thing. But yeah, there's a lot to be said for stepping out of your comfort zone. It helps you grow as a person. It helps you, I mean, that's the most important thing. It helps you really expand. It lights a fire under you that sometimes you may not even have known existed. I mean, I can say that with all certainty, you know, living the life that I have lived has lit fires under me, metaphorically speaking, that pushed me forward, propelled me into something pretty darn great, and put me in places where I was really happy to be. And if I had never taken the first step and, you know, jumped off the edge, out of my comfort zone, I never would have known what was out on the other side of that. And I'm so grateful that I did, in so many instances, more than I can count. And I sure as hell glad I took the invitation this weekend, because I ended up having a blast. It was a full day. I mean, I don't think I stopped going and going from morning till night. I actually took a dance class that morning because I like doing that. It helps get me revved up and juicy for, you know, anything that I might have coming up in the day. It just puts me in a good space. And I think that's really important. And there are many things that can do that. We can meditate and get in that space. We can go out and take a run. We can, you know, use our tools. Those are all spiritual tools to get us in a good headspace and to stay there. So I took the dance class, and then I went to lunch with two of my women friends from my class. And that was also really fun. Then I went to a consignment shop Because one of my friends who was also dancing in the stage show had mentioned that she wanted to have some sort of rock t-shirt, you know, like with the band's name on the front of it. And so there just happened to be this consignment shop right next to the restaurant that my friends chose to have lunch at. A miracle of miracles. So I was like, okay, great. There's a consignment shop here. Well, thank you, universe, for that. And I went in there, and very quickly, I flipped through the racks because I didn't have much time. It was coming up on the time I had to leave and be at the venue. So I flipped through the racks really quickly just to see if they had anything. And I walked out with like four things that I really loved, and one of them was for my friend. And I wasn't exactly sure, but I had a feeling she would like it. And I gave it to her, and it was perfect, and she wore it for the show. So there you go. The universe works miracles when you least expect it, but when you're open to it, right? So ask and ye shall receive. So that was very, very fortuitous and serendipitous. Yeah, so it was a great weekend. I hope yours was great too. I really do. But if it wasn't, then I'm going to go look in the chat and see if I can help you in some way, because that is something I definitely do not want to overlook. If anybody is having issues, I want to be here for it. I am here for it. All right. So let's see. Hi, Joni. Yeah. Oops, I forgot to hit all comments. Okay. Yes, I definitely did have fun. And you, she says, I can feel it on the radio. I'm glad you can feel it. It's just, it's bubbling up out of me. It was, the energy was so amazing. You know, the audience was great too. It was, since these bands have been around for a while, the original bands, cover bands are more than welcome everywhere they go, especially if they're good, right? And these bands were very good. And so most of the audience now who are fans of all these bands are, you know, kind of, I want to say middle-aged, because they are, and older, actually. There were people there. I mean, there were kids there. It was an all-ages show, which is, which I didn't think it would be, actually, because, you know, some of the lyrics aren't exactly rated G. But you know, these kids, I guess they're exposed to a lot these days, but that's not for me to judge. It's not my kid. So people have to make decisions for their own families and their own children, and I don't step on those. Hopefully they make the right decisions, because I definitely have opinions. But anyhow, I'm not going to tell someone they can't take their kid to a concert if that's what they're going to do. So there were kids there, some with their parents, some a little older who came by themselves. But I would say the majority of the people in the audience were probably at least somewhere in their 30s, 40s. I saw a lot of people in their 50s and 60s, honestly. I would say a lot in their 50s. And but they were rocking, man. They were going at it. They were having a good time. So, and I will say that, being perfectly vulnerable and honest, most of the dancers on stage, let's see, there was one in her 20s, one in her 30s, one, I believe, in her 40s, and a couple in their 60s. Look at that. Wow. Aren't we the hot bunch? All right. Well, anyway. So, you know, that just goes to show you that women can be sexy at any age. And we can, and we are. Because that goddess energy is within us, and that never goes away. That doesn't die until we're out of our bodies, and then it just lives on in spirit. So more power to everybody. But especially to the sexy women. I just want to say that. Okay, Edward, you are here. I was wondering where you were. He says, I'm late, but here to give you my love and blessings as you give the same to the world. Aw, I love you right back, Edward. Thank you for that. I always appreciate everything that you give. And all of you, I appreciate all of you so much. Your energy is very, very appreciated. And I love all of you very much. And I hope you know that. So if nobody has any questions, Joni has asked for a card pull. And I am going to do that for her right now. And I'm going to do that from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck because I haven't used that too recently. And I feel like my cards might be getting lonely. And I don't want that because I love my cards. So, Okay. So let me pull a card for Joni. And we'll see if anything pops out. Give it a good shuffle, since I haven't actually used these cards in probably a few weeks. They're a little sticky. They're not as slippery and slidey as my other round cards, the ones that are real slippery. Hang on, let's try to get these. Wow, these are really sticky. I wonder how you make cards less sticky. I guess you just have to use them more often. They've got my sweat and everything all over them, although I'm not sweating right now, thank goodness. My hands are blissfully dry and non-sweaty. Isn't that nice for a change? Okay. All right. Let's do this. So the card I pulled for you, Joni, and I will say that if this card resonates for anyone else, and you're feeling it, then it's your card too. So keep that in mind. The card I pulled for you, Joni, is the Angel of Manifestation. And what it says is, your efforts, determination, and perseverance have paid off. And I know you've been trying to delve into that job market lately. So this sounds like it could be really good for you. Angel of Manifestation. And so what it says, it's kind of short, but it says, your efforts, determination, and perseverance have paid off. Something you have yearned for, dreamt of, and worked towards is about to manifest. Well, that's good news, isn't it? Yet, this is not a time for wild elation. I don't know. I feel a little wild elation. Keep your focus and balance, and do not lose sight of your original purpose. Quietly give thanks to your angels, to God and Goddess and the universe for this blessing and continue quietly with your work. There you go, Joni. That is for you. And like I said, for whomever else it may resonate. Okay. So, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to pull a card for the collective, for all of us here. For all of us listening today, I'm going to pull this card because I feel called really to do that today. And you know, I always I wing it and I do what I'm called to do in the moment, because as a human design projector, that's where I get my best hits in the moment. And that is where my truth is. So, I'm going to go spreading the cards out. I'm going to go with this card for everyone. And I have pulled the Goddess of Compassion. All right, people, you know who you are. Goddess of Compassion. It says, self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth. I think that probably resonates with a lot of people right now. Goddess of Compassion. I'm just turning to the page. Bear with me. Okay. The Goddess of Compassion has shown up in your reading today to ask you to be more compassionate towards yourself. At the core of every living thing, only love exists. Your personality and the role you play in this life is only transitory and ultimately an illusion. All that you perceive to be good or bad are necessary aspects of who you are. Positive and negative qualities exist in everyone and in everything. A more accurate description of positive and negative is yin and yang. For in reality, there is neither positive nor negative, only opposite qualities which together make us whole. Self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth and keeping you in the illusion that you need to improve in order to be worthy of success, happiness, and fulfillment. Have compassion. Love and accept all of who you are, as you are, and stop striving for something that is impossible to attain, namely perfection. Through love, your life magically transforms. And I had to burp right at the end of that just to put a period on it. That does put a period on it, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, this is why I love the tool of compassionate self-forgiveness, because we are constantly judging ourselves and everyone around us until we learn not to. But it's really a human nature thing to judge and to get into the state of allowing is much more fruitful than being in a state of judgment and resistance. Because, like I always say, energy can't move unless you allow it to. And when we're in a state of judgment and resistance, it doesn't move. It doesn't move. And you don't want stuck energy anywhere around you, in your life, especially not in your body, because that is where it will go. And it will make you ill. And you don't want that. I mean, yeah, we can learn a lot of lessons from illness, but is that really the way you want to learn them? I don't think it is. It's definitely not the way I want to learn a lesson. You know, things happen and we go through different illnesses sometimes, and there's definitely lessons there, but why put yourself through that if you don't have to, you know? And it's nothing you have to blame yourself for. It's something that you have to give yourself compassion and forgiveness for. So I'm glad we got that card. I think that really needed to be said for a lot of people right now, especially because there's just so much going on. And I have seen and noticed a lot of people, you know, when I'm out and about, just people not being very nice to each other. And that's putting it mildly. I mean, I've seen people being downright mean and awful to each other. This is not who we are as souls. This is not our true nature. Our true nature is the energy of love. That's who we are. We are God consciousness in a human body. And even when, you know, people are making bad decisions and there's people behaving badly, us and everybody else sometimes, right? Still, that energy of God is always there. And that's who we really are. And once we can forgive ourselves for any perceived imperfections, it brings us back to the state of love and allowing. And it gets us out of that fear energy, because that's all it is. When you're in a state of any type of resistance and you're thinking negative thoughts about yourself or anyone else, that's all judgment and resistance. And that's not who you are. And that's why it feels bad. Whenever you feel a negative emotion, Abraham Hicks talks about this all the time. Whenever you feel a negative emotion, you know that that's not real because it's not love. And A Course in Miracles tells us that only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. Actually, I'm not sure if that's actually A Course in Miracles or if that's Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love, which is based on A Course in Miracles. It might be. It's one or the other. But the principle is the same. The idea behind it is the same. It's anything that you are feeling, any emotion that you are feeling, and we are entitled to feel our feelings. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Actually, it's better if you do feel the feeling and then it gets released much more easily. But that's how you do it. You allow it. You allow whatever is there to be there. And you realize that that negative emotion is actually not real. It's just energy that can dissipate very quickly once it is treated with love, with loving energy. Because once you treat any situation with the energy of love and allowing and non-resistance, the energy of fear is going to, it's just going to dissolve. It has no choice. That is literally how it works. It's energy we can't see, but we can certainly feel. It is very real, you know? It feels very real, I should say. It feels very real when something is causing us negative emotion. But if you understand that fear energy actually isn't real, it's just energy and it can go away whenever you let it, then let it. Remember who you really are. Remember that you are the presence of love. This is one of the things that my teachers always said at the University of Santa Monica, where I trained to be a spiritual psychology practitioner. Always remember, in any situation, all you need do is be the presence of love. You really don't need to do a whole lot more than that unless you are guided to by spirit. And then, of course, you take the appropriate action. So that's where inspired action comes into play. And that's why they call it inspired action, because you don't really need to take that much action unless you're inspired to. You don't necessarily want to take action when you're in a place of resistance, because whatever action you take probably isn't going to turn out too well. And I'm certain that most of you know what I'm talking about, because we've all been there, where we've sent that angry text, where we've sent that angry email, where we've lashed out and, you know, maybe even physically, who knows, right? Maybe you swatted your kid and then you felt terrible about it later, right? I mean, I know that's a terrible thing nowadays. Back when I was a little kid, spanking was sort of the thing to do when kids misbehaved. So nobody ever thought of it as abuse. Nowadays, it definitely is. And we know that. I would never advocate hitting a child now. Not that I ever did, not even when I was a kid. But, you know, things change, and our world has changed a lot. And in some ways, it's changed for the better. And in some ways, you know, that balance is still there, where there are things that have changed for the worse, honestly. There is light and dark. There is good and evil. And we can shift the negative into the positive by simply knowing that we can, and knowing how to do it, which is simply one of the tools I use is simply taking a breath into my heart space and allowing it to open instead of be closed. And then I just let whatever that fear or that baggage is, I just let it drop. And that breath in itself helps me to simply allow and not resist. That tool, among others, you know, if you need to meditate, go meditate. That's also breath. You can move energy through breath, sound, and movement. Those are the three main ways that energy moves. Breath, sound, movement. So you do one of those things and energy is going to move. And you can also do it with spiritual practices, spiritual tools. The kind of negative energy that I'm talking about, which is, you know, seeing something you really don't want and seeing something you really do want, which is basically what we're seeing in our world today. There's what we really would like and what we really don't want. So don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on what you do want. It's a lot more productive. And don't get into resistance about things because, again, all that stuff that you don't want is negative energy. And that's why it's been created, because people have focused on negative energy. Whereas if you take yourself out of that loop where all the negativity is and put yourself over, use your spiritual tools, let go and let God, and put yourself over into the allowing camp and into the energy of love, where you are who you really are. You are the presence of love. So go there, be who you really are. And everything around you is going to shift. And yes, the negative stuff in the world might still be there, but you won't experience much of it. I have found that in my own life. If I don't focus on the negative shit that's happening out in the world, and I'm not saying spiritual bypass, you guys know I'm not saying that. I'm saying look at it, be aware of it, but don't focus on it. Because all you're doing is wrecking your own vibration and you're lowering your consciousness, which is, it's essential that we raise our consciousness if we want those shitty things to clear up. So by keeping yourself in an allowing space of love and a higher consciousness, you and your energy is automatically going to be doing something good for the collective, for the world, for the others in your life. And that is what I came here to say. So I hope that helps. We have a couple minutes. I'm going to go. We have like 1 minute. So I'm going to have to get out of here very shortly. And I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat really fast just to make sure I haven't missed you. And then I'm going to make space for Jamie Dawn and Serena to come through. But very quickly, let me go back and look at the chat. Looks like you guys are good. I hope that was all helpful in some way to you. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm going to let you all go with love. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world and reacting to it as well with love. I love all of you. Have a great week. See you next time. Bye.